And welcome back to Overnook, everybody, your favorite competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. My name is Zoinks, joined as always by Bridget, and yet again in our series of unbelievable, fantastic guests, we got yet another one stepping up to the plate. Sierra Dawn joining the show, Valorant desk host, Pokemon VGC commentator, Pokemon Unite commentator, and I'm sure a handful of other credits. I didn't read your IMDb. Sierra, what's going on, my friend? How have you been?
Can't believe you didn't read the IMVD. That's crazy. That's crazy. No, I'm just
embarrassing.
Shameful. No,
I'm doing good. It's late over here. I've been playing not as much Pokemon, a lot of TFT, watching a lot of Hell's Kitchen, you know, just living life. But I'm excited to be here, so thanks for asking me.
And Hell's Kitchen, the cooking show, not to be confused with just a fun way to say Daredevil, right? Okay. I'll try more. Hey, everybody, I'll try more jokes in the podcast later. Don't worry. We're going to let that one, we'll let that first one fly. Hey, Bridget, how have you been, my friend?
You got to read the room a little, Zoinks, but I'm doing great. That was a good start, I think, actually. Yeah. Really, like, awesome. I feel now free to say anything because it can really only go up at this point. So. I'm doing great.
That's awesome. All right. Well, my true dunk heads are still listening to the show. We're going to keep trying to make that work. Okay. Today's episode is going to be really fun, everybody. We're going to get a chance to talk to Sierra, what she thinks of Unite, how she's in the Pokemon world, all that kind of stuff. But we're also have some exciting stuff to talk about in terms of Pokemon Unite. It's a new Pokemon release day as of day recording this. Alolan Raichu hitting the game, which is very exciting. We got another UCS tournament, the final, like, regional equivalent tournament for the year. Just kind of crazy. The final placements will determine what teams automatically qualify for regional tournament. It's going to be insane. So it's going to be a fun weekend to talk about that. But let's start with our guest in the room, Sierra. Welcome to the show. We have determined that it is your first time on the Unite Mics channel, despite my numerous questions if that was actually true or not. So welcome here. Sierra, you want to talk to me a little bit about your experience? Like, I know you started in Pokemon, I think you like started around like TCG kind of stuff in terms of working for everybody. So talk to us a little bit about how you got to where you're at now, a very accomplished VG caster.
So it was kind of a weird journey for me. So way back, first introduction I really had a competitive Pokemon was actually TCG. And I competed more so casually, but I still went to a lot of events and stuff. And then I got started on the production end of things for Grassroots. So in one of the calendar years, I drove my own computer to like five different regionals in the States pre-COVID. And this is actually where I worked with Dubs, funny enough. That's where I met him because he casted TCG way back. So I produced those streams, etc. Obviously, that production stuff didn't necessarily work out for other reasons. And then COVID hit. So then there was no producing, no playing whatsoever. And then that's where like my content creation really started to take off. I streamed TCG on Twitch, decided that I didn't like the online client, started doing shiny hunting. Mm-hmm. COVID took a long time, so I got bored of shiny hunting. So I finally started getting into VGC, and then Pokemon saw that, and they're like, hey, do you want to cast VGC for us for Players Cup? And I'm like, do you not realize how little I know this game? Like, what? Like, I don't know how to cast, and I don't know VGC. Like,
hey, everyone, if you're looking for jobs, I would not recommend saying that to your potential employer when you're given the interview. But hey, Sierra, credit to you.
It worked.
Yeah, it works.
Oh, I didn't say that to them at the time. Not say, oh, you want me to cast the video game? Sure. Like, yeah, I can do this. And I wasn't bad enough that they didn't bring me back. And then now here we are years later.
still thriving.
C's get degrees, I guess, is kind of the moniker that follows through. That's sick.
They just need to think that you know what you're talking about until you finally figure it out finally learn. So yeah, I know the game now before anyone's like, wait a second. Like, I know the game now. Don't worry. But yeah.
No, you're one of the greatest of all time, especially in the VGE community. But it's been really cool having you in the Unite community. Obviously, were you on the very first or the second tournament overall for Pokemon Unite Esports? It was number one, right?
It was March 2 years ago.
Okay, so it was the second one. So it was, I believe the first one would have been in February. So you got on the second ever tournament for Pokemon Unite. Pretty wild to see. Who are you commentating with at the time?
I was commentating with Spraggles way back.
Wow.
Way back before they were a duo, right?
Yeah, you know what's kind of crazy? You are one of, if not, okay, it's you, Jeff, and Doopsnacks. I think might be the only people who have ever commentated with Spraggles on an official broadcast. You were part of a very elite club.
Let's go.
I know, it's kind of insane. I mean, they're a tight duo to break into. Actually, I feel like we did rotate a little bit in some of the regionals just like for fun. But yeah, either way, standardized for a tournament being assigned. Yes, you are part of a very exclusive club.
Let's go. Now you feel special. Oh, okay. Yeah, this is before the duo, though, so I didn't break anything up. I think I was keeping them away from each other. So.
Yeah, hey, been there. But it's okay, you're a part of history now, so that's pretty cool. When you were, okay, this is a wild question, when you commentated that first event like 2 years ago, and this is like a big ask, so if you don't remember, it's totally fine, but do you remember like kind of the metagame of that tournament? Do you remember like what Pokemon were getting picked a lot at the time? It was blind pick, and there was no draft, so it was probably mirror comps a lot of the time. Like, those were the day. Bridget, you played back then. That was when you were gaming.
Okay.
You were a top-level player.
No! You're capping? You watch me play?
Wasted Potential had tournament runs. I remember. It was good.
Sometimes we won. Like, the first round, so that was...
When Palmer got Crustalar Machamp, you guys were cooking. It was time.
The only things our top laner could play.
Hey.
In Lucario meta.
Yeah.
Oh, it was awesome. So I guess that was probably it. A lot of Lucario.
Cool.
Hoopa. Okay. I guess Hoopa was probably out by then.
Is this maybe ringing not a bell, Sierra? So. Hoopa wouldn't have been out when Sierra cast it, for sure. Because that was, like, right before Worlds. Because it was, like, a world-defining moment.
I'm trying to remember between the meta and then when I played, because I used to like no life five sack with the friends.
Yeah.
But like what we played wasn't like obviously meta. I think like a lot of Snorlax, a lot of Wigglytuff.
That was Wiggly's era.
Wiggly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Greninja's ringing a bell.
Yeah.
I think I can't remember if this was during like the Cinderace being busted or if this was right after, but Cinderace was busted for a time.
You were probably like, if not right at the start, right before Dragonite, I think would have been that tournament. It would have been right around that time, would have been Dragonite's like kind of entry, because it kind of became Cinder, Greninja, Dragonite, where like the three junglers that everyone was rotating around. It was central area Pokemon. But those were kind of the trifecta. Yeah, we don't play, we kind of say whatever on this podcast. But that was an interesting meta, certainly. Dreadnought still existed. It was made of paper.
Yeah.
One Hyper Beam took it from 50% HP.
It is so comical. When we were on remote for like a little bit and doing the Dreadnoughts,
and now too with like the power creep of damage, like it's it is tremendous. I remember it was during this off season, so between seasons 3 and 4, I guess I was doing like some VOD reviews of season 1 tournament games, and like a lot of viewers I had in my chat that have not didn't play in season 1. A lot of them came in when Thea Sky Ruins dropped, which was like right at the end of season 1. That was like our big reveal at Worlds, was like there's a new map and everything, and that was like everyone was like, what are these objectives, like they don't even they don't live, they just vanish. And we're like, it was a crazy time.
Yeah, they did in fact just vanish.
Yeah, it was wild. Remote was fun when it came back for that little moment. Wish it was just a weekend, but the 2 weeks was fine. but it was all right. But okay, let's jump really far forward in time. Sierra, now you've gotten the chance to come back and commentate an official Pokemon Unite tournament yet again. You were covering North America. You were commentating with one of my favorite people in the scene, Zero Win on Alex. Very fun to have you two together. And you guys even got the cast grand finals. So talk a little bit about how that tournament went. Did you enjoy returning to commentate Unite?
It was actually so funny. So at UIC, I got to work on the casual stream with Relic to be kicking off Championship Sunday, which the first portion of that is Unite, right? Mm-hmm. And I was actually penciled in, like some of the talent got to rotate around. They said, no, we're going to have 2 people at least seated here and Sierra's scheduled. So I was like, I wasn't allowed to not be there even if I wanted to, right? Like I had to be there bright and early. And watching it was like, man, I really miss Unite, you know? Like, casting it, like, 2 years back was a lot of fun, and it was something I never really got to follow up on, because that's also when I was pursuing VGC a lot more, right? And schedules, conflicts, you know, it wasn't my path. I'm happy with my path, right? But it was like, man, I really wish I could do both, and that kind of sucks. And I was really thinking about that after getting home, when I get the message, and it was like, crazy thing. But are you interested in maybe coming on for the Merge Cup? It was like, I was just thinking this like an hour ago.
So
like,
cool. Well,
this is nuts. So I was so excited to be back. I totally underestimated how much Pokemon have come out in the game since I last casted because studying was not fun. Let me tell you, that was a lot. Oh my, the Google Doc just goes on. And you guys have such like a, oh, but you can splash this Pokemon. So there was some Pokemon that like I did the study on and then I hid like their name in the sheet so it'd be easier to find.
Uh-huh.
And then I had to figure out mid-broadcast how to unhide those Pokemon because people would actually pick them up to be spice, whatever.
Yeah, you're like, oh, yeah. Great. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The silly little goober picks. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was... Yeah. It was so much fun. The team was really, really awesome to work with and like answering questions that I had before that. Alex was just like amazing. We're both play-by-plays and like I was worried without like my own recent experience in Unite because I just don't have the time to play, right? I'm not solo queuing and I'm not crazy. So like
you're valid.
So we both play-by-played, but we took turns on the analysis and like to be given grand finals. It was an honor. So it was so cool.
It was awesome. So glad. Yeah. You said you got to see a few spice picks during that tournament. Or as Bridget calls them, the goober picks. I like that a lot. Was there any pick that like just totally blindsided you, but in the end you're like, hey, that was really fun. Like that Pokemon's really cool that it happened.
I'm trying to remember on the account of, I don't even remember what I did yesterday.
Sure.
Let alone trying to recall what happened a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
But when I remember, I'll let you know.
Fair enough. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, and it was an interesting tournament in terms of meta. Obviously, you guys had the benefit, weird point about Suicune being allowed for that tournament where it wasn't for ACL, so it was like kind of a weird thing. But it was, I'm assuming, banned almost every single game, if not every single game. A very frequent ban over there. I think Snorlax kind of had a crazy tournament in NA, if I'm remembering correctly, in terms of the stats pretty we looked at last episode. So big Snorlax event, which is kind of cool. Umbreon a bit of a downfall, maybe. Who knows? I keep making the Umbreon Fraud Watch posts, but it's still not ever true. It's still just one of the best tanks to ever exist in our game, but it's okay. One day it'll happen, I believe. Okay, and then before we're done interrogating you here at the start, I mean interviewing you at the start of the episode, talk a little bit about your recent endeavor into podcasting so people can go listen to it and everything. Talk to me about the Oko podcast, which you don't got to tell me, it's like one of my favorite podcasts of all time, but please gush about it for a sec.
I like how you say recent, like we're not 77 episodes deep into it.
Catch up. We're almost at 140. I don't know.
You can blame me for that because I've definitely sometimes skipped weeks.
Oh, yeah. No. Don't worry. We've all said. We have been around too long to be bragging that we're at 140. It's like really what it comes down to. We have also missed an abundance of episodes.
Hey, it's hard to find the time to like actually upload everywhere. Y'all valid, I feel you. But yeah, no, for VGC, myself and fellow commentator Joe Brown running VGC podcast. So we'll talk about like meta, we bring on guests, just talk about like the broadcast side of things and stuff. And it's been really cool too, because it went from just like a silly little side project to at the most recent Atlanta Regional Championships that I got to go to. I have little Oko stickers. I don't think I have one on hand right now.
Huge.
But I got little Oko stickers. And there was people that are like, where are you, Sierra? I want to get a sticker. And like actually hunted me down for one. And it was really cute to see the support. And it is cool to see like, I don't know, the support for a silly little project. Like, I know that guys know that. Like, it's just a very heartwarming thing to be able to be involved in a community like that.
Yeah, it's so cool. Yeah, in terms of our community, like, I remember the first event we went to after, so this was like EYC last year. So not this most recent one, the one beforehand. We had went to it and it was right, that event ended up being right after a huge charity event that we like did during the time where we like put a lot of time and effort into it. But a big part of it was like we were selling, like we were doing these merch shirts for charity or whatever. And I like saw a person in the wild wearing one of those shirts. And I was like, oh my God, this is so crazy. Which I thought was really, really cool. People were pumped about it. So I definitely get the vibe. It was awesome. A big fan. Also, next time you and I are in an event together, you need to just give me a sticker because I forgot to ask you at EUIC and I felt so dumb. It was literally like an airplane thought on the way back. I was like, I didn't get a sticker. And I was like genuinely upset that I missed out on getting an Oko sticker. So next time we link up at an event, make sure that I get one of those. I need one. I need one real bad.
I'll make sure Joe Brown has some on stock too, because I'm not 100% sure if I'm going to NAIC, but he'll be there. So
one day we'll end up in an event together. You know, it'll be fine.
One day.
Bridget, maybe we need stickers. That'd be fun.
We should steal that. That's so smart.
Yeah,
honestly.
Be like dunk heads or something. Who knows?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. The branding is all up in the air. But another thing that we could potentially make it off of is going to be our first segment of the show. It's a very fun segment. It's a fan favorite segment, especially for Bridget. We got a Ditto merch drop, baby. It is... Oh, wrong screen. Okay, it's a Ditto merch drop. Shout out to Pokemon Store Korea for delivering the goods today. It all starts with this Lapras and Pikachu plushie collection. Obviously, Dittos being fun little imposters. Also, peep the sticker book in the bottom right corner. Absolute peak Ditto merch products right here. Looking very good. Initial impressions, Bridget, how are we feeling?
Want it so bad. Yeah. Why did you show me this?
Well, if you're not going to buy Alolan Raichu, you got to spend your money to pop a Pikachu in some other way. So I guess this is how.
Yeah, that's good math, actually.
This diorama with the bottle and the Ditto on a lily pad is peak. Like, that is so good.
Gosh.
That's yeah. So, cute. So, very cute plushie. Yeah, Sierra, how are you feeling about these products?
I love it. The little Lapras in a bottle, that's so cute. I love it.
So cute.
Metamon.
All just sneaky little Ditto imposters with their classic grin, but it doesn't end there. There's more! There's more! Ditto, I told you, Bridget, isn't it a crazy Ditto merch drop day today? We have, for some reason, there is Ditto in a pot. Cooking? I don't understand. I really don't.
I don't even really know what I'm looking at, but I know that I like it.
Well, yeah, it looks like the one on the far left is like a tray, like a serving tray, almost.
Or like a little plate. Ring. Yeah, it looks little.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, or like a jewelry dish, potentially. Could be like something. I don't know how big it is.
Yeah. No idea.
Is the thing on the right, like, there's no shot those are slippers, right? Like,
no. Here, okay, I can translate the post.
Maybe. I have Ditto slippers. Those aren't.
The kitchenware series includes all production for two kitchen gloves. They're heat mitts. They're oven mitts.
This is kind of crazy.
This is crazy. They're oven mitts. And then what is the thing in the middle?
I mean, that has to be like a pot.
Is it actually just a little pot?
It's a pot and a lid. Is that Ditto literally a lid? And you grab the Pokeball and pull it up?
Okay, but how small is the pot, though? Like, is this, like, good for, like, one serving?
It's gotta be just
pasta?
Zoomed. It's like, just gotta be, like, weirdly shown little, right? If those are oven mitts on the right. Sorry, if you're listening to this in audio platforms, I'm so sorry. This segment means nothing, but hey, that's what the Ditto merch drop's all about.
Describe it for y'all. It's just a lot of Dittos on the screen.
Right.
We don't know what we're looking at either.
Which
so
is kind
right
of the whole
us.
Ditto thing. If you know,
yeah,
if really,
you know,
it's very theme forward. So that I gotta give them props for, I guess. Yeah, there's a few more like little Ditto pieces. They also have a collection of Ditto Eeveelutions. So we got Leafeon,
man,
Sylveon, and Glaceon, all with the Ditto face. Like, Pokemon Korea knows what's up.
I know. I want these Ditto face plushies so bad, but I like missed out.
There's also Mew, Mimikyu? Oh my word.
Oh my gosh, the Mareep looks so dumb. I
know. He looks so dumb.
He's trying his best.
Can I admit, I did not know that's where Ditto would put his face if he became a Mimikyu.
Well,
interesting.
No, I don't like, I don't think that's actually where the face is. Like, isn't it like the two eyes below are the face, but it has to be like accurate to its disguised Pikachu face on top?
Right.
So it's just like, it has to be up there, you know?
Okay. I see. So Ditto is more so trying to blend in with Pikachu than he is Mimikyu, if we really think about it.
Yeah.
A bit of transformception, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
How deep does the Ditto lore go? We may never know.
It really makes you think. Yeah.
This is crazy.
Wow.
What a drop.
Good find. Oh. Good find, Zoinks. That was nuts.
Maybe the best Ditto merch drop we've ever had on the show. We got to admit.
My jaw was on the floor. I couldn't lie.
Okay. Out of all of the products, let's each pick what was our favorite. I think mine is the Lapras in the bottle, the little diorama. Ditto Lapras with Ditto Pikachu on its back inside of a bottle. It's too good for me. There's too much going on to take it away from first place. So that's going to be my vouch. Sierra, how about you? We'll end with Bridget's because she's obviously the expert.
I think depending on the size of it, I liked the little like Ditto tray. I don't know if I would use it in the kitchen as an actual tray, but if that thing's like yay big or like maximum the size of my hand, like that can go on like nightside table, just throw jewelry in it, throw it by the door for keys, but hopefully it's just not like humongous because I don't know what I would do with the serving Ditto tray that big.
Yeah, me neither. But who knows?
If you're having a Pokemon themed party, I mean, it could be like a really good serving tray.
Ooh,
but I liked the pot, and I would like to think it's like a big, like.
If it's like a soup pot, that like is the most legendary piece of
heavy.
Yeah.
I forget what they're called. I'm like blanking on the word, but.
Yeah,
I think I'd like to cook.
Almost like a
crock pot
kind of thing, right? Is it? Are they the Dutch one? Is it like the Dutch something? The one where you can like
Dutch oven?
Yeah, the one where you can have on stovetop and put in the oven immediately because of how it's.
I think so. I think
that looks way too tall though, with the like the Ditto and the.
Yeah, you need a big oven.
It doesn't look convenient. It looks cute, but not.
Yeah, it would be not convenient for sure, but worth it.
Yeah, maybe the lid is not a part of it normally. Your water is going to boil a little slower when using this pot. You're not going to use that lid, to be fair. Okay, well, thank you all for joining me on what a journey that was into the Ditto merch drop. It was a whole lot of fun. Before we jump into our new Pokemon release, Sierra, I feel like we would be remiss if we didn't kind of run you through the gauntlet that every Pokemon Unite person has always had to answer. So let's just ask you the most typical Pokemon Unite questions of all time, just so we get kind of a surface level where you're at. So, first thing, who is your favorite Pokemon to play in Pokemon Unite? Back when you grinded 5 stacks, or even if you picked it up recently?
Alolan Ninetales or Cinderace.
Oh, okay. Ooh. A little bit of an A button presser. I like it. I like it. Okay. Let me ask another one. If you were to add any Pokemon into Pokemon, this question gets asked every time to literally every creator of all time. But you gotta have one. You gotta have your prepared answer. So if you were to have any Pokemon be added into Pokemon Unite, which Pokemon would it be?
Slitherwing or Sceptile?
Oh. Okay, did not expect Sceptile. I did expect Slitherwing. I thought maybe Torkoal would sneak into that silver metal spot, but Sceptile.
Not
Sceptile
like
getting
Sceptile, like back in Pokken. Like, I feel like it would be a perfect Unite Pokemon, honestly.
Yeah, it honestly, I think it's a matter of time. People have made graphics of like, we are down to, I think, the final two, if not three Pokemon left in Pokken that we don't have yet.
Like,
I think it's Krogunk, Sceptile, and, well, it depends on how you define, like, Shadow Mewtwo.
Yeah.
Like, we have Mewtwo, but it's, like, it's tricky. But, yeah. But with Suicune being added, that was, like, one of the new ones. And Weavile. Weavile's another one that we don't have. So, we're getting very close to the Pokemon roster. But that plushie rules, by the way. I love that Sceptile plushie.
Oh, my gosh. His name's
Terrence. I'm ready for Sceptile Unite.
Wow.
He'd be fun. He'd be really fun.
I love Gen 3.
Sierra, I know you haven't played much League. I know you mostly played TFT, but is there any, like, League champs or, like, you know, or how they play in TFT that you would love to see their kit kind of play in Unite?
Ooh, I can tell you that one I didn't want to see was Yumi, aka Confe, but you know,
no one did, and well, you know,
we paid for that.
I was at an LCS event like 2 months before that Pokemon came out, and the entire arena was chanting "Delete Yumi." So like, we were like, nice. I was like, "Oh, this is gonna be bad for a game." But yeah, anyway,
amazing. I think offhand, correct me if I'm wrong, but I really don't think this quite exists, but like Gnar, where you actually fill up like rage bar, so then you get Mega Gnar. I think that could be a really interesting concept, especially when you look at like Mega Pokemon or something. Like that could be even a mechanic used for those Pokemon.
Yeah. So. It is a little bit for Mega Mewtwo X and Y. It's similar, but it doesn't build the same way that Gnar's does. But they do have a meter that'll build and then they Mega and then it fades. So somewhat similar for Mega Mewtwo X and Y. But yeah, I would love more Mega Pokemon in our game. I think it's a bummer that it's only reserved for those two. I do think it'd be really fun to like Mega Blaziken and like stuff like that, but One day, maybe. All right. Any other ones that you can think of, Bridget, that are just like every Unite streamer gets asked this? We may as well ask it to Sierra as well.
Do you like to go top or bottom path?
Yeah.
Definitely important. Bot. I felt like I got bullied a little less, but I don't know if that's now changed nowadays.
Well, with the Pokemon you play, I think bot's probably good. Usually that's where the attacker ends up. It's a little safer. More XP. You're going to feel fine in bot, I think. That's good. That's good. Good choice.
Never jungle. Never central area.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, that means you're laying Cinder? Hey, okay.
Hey, Overlord plays Lane Hey, Wonder.
That's true. Yeah, all you got to do is be the best player in the world. You can make Lane Cinder work. So... That'd be so fun.
Hey, you've never seen us both in the same lobby. That's all that's I'm true. Saying. You don't know this.
Okay, final question. If you were to handpick 5 VGC casters who you think would be really solid at Unite and pit them against, let's say, 5 Go casters who are pretty solid at Unite, who do you think would win?
Ooh, that's a tough one because I want to say offhand, like, yeah, like VG casters, like we've got this, but all Go players do is like tap. So I'm like, thinking on like, like, I don't know. Okay, trying to think of the roster. So, okay, I think VG players on average play like the most other games. Like normally I see the TCG players, they play TCG. The Go players, they play Go. VG is like, we also play Go, we also play TCG.
That's
so I'm going to assume that also that extends to Unite. So I'm going to say VG would win, and that's not even cope. That's used in logic.
Okay, I like that. I'm trying to think. I've played with a decent amount of the commentators, any ones that I can drag into a Unite game with me. I know that you've played a decent amount. I know that Joe has played some Unite too. Your Scott is actually kind of a demon at Unite. Okay. I don't know if any of you play with Scott Glazza. He might take the Alolan Ninetales spot from you, though. That would be in contention. He's a big A9 player. So Scott Glazza, a big player. But then there is some Pokemon Go players. I mean, Caleb Peng, very good Cinderace main. Does love that Pokemon.
He's going to be crossover at League there, too.
That's true. Yeah. No, I think we lost him to League. I think that's what happened.
Fair.
You know?
Fair.
Yeah. Unlucky.
And so did Life. You know, Life, League takes everyone. So
yeah, that's beyond.
Yeah, it's true. It's another element. And I mean, we're clear in TCG no matter what. Sierra, you said it right. TCG, they only play TCG. Everybody's clear in them. It's okay. Okay, let's get into the bulk of our episode. We'll start talking a little bit about Alolan Raichu. It's the brand new Pokemon hit the game. I believe this makes our roster up to 75 total Pokemon in the game.
Wow.
It's kind of cool. We made it. 3 bans per side. Maybe. We finally did it. 75 Pokemon. I'd be really down for 3 bans. It'd be fun. Or if we did 2-2 and then like we do first 2 picks on both sides. We do like 4 picks total and then another ban. I think that would also be fun. It would change things up quite a bit. But every time we add something that makes your before you get into game a second or two longer, people rage online. So I don't know what to say.
You're so valid.
But I think it'd be fun. Anyway. Alolan Raichu, a new Pokemon getting added to the game. I was interested, Sierra, if you were going to say Ezreal at all in terms of your League kit character into the game, because this is kind of Ezreal, not exactly in its moveset, but in its style of play. So Alolan Raichu is an attacker class, and it is an auto attacker. By far, the most Pokemon in the roster that are auto attackers are physical attack damage dealers. Alolan Raichu is one of our first auto attackers that deals special attack damage. The only exception to this rule is Mewtwo Y. However, Alolan Raichu has mobility and it doesn't. At the same time, it's kind of weird. Alolan Raichu is also one of the few Pokemon in the game that can auto-attack while moving. I think Charizard and... Is that it? Is that the only other Pokemon that can auto-attack while moving?
I think so. I guess Mew's boosted auto, kind
of. Yeah, like while it kind of moves. Yeah, I guess strafes almost. Yeah. No, that's a fair shout. Okay, but yes, very few Pokemon have the ability to do it. However, in its kit, it has no mobility moves, which I find very interesting. So it's got a lot of ways to stun you, a lot of ways to slow the opponents is by far the most common thing it does. But yeah, it's kind of a weird mix in that way. By far, the most popular build that I've played and seen people playing is Stored Power and Psychic. I don't know if you've gotten to see this Pokemon in-game at all yet, Sierra, but every one of its moves has some kind of star animation. So yeah. When it uses Stored Power, it creates like these six little floating electric stars around it, and then its next auto attacks shoot faster and do more damage. And then its Unite moves, it creates a giant star pattern on the ground of electricity, and it like does damage over time, and if you hit Pokemon in that field, it like does extra damage while they're inside of it. It's really, really fun, and very star themed, which is a really good time. But anyway,
kind of weird because I didn't really think Alolan Raichu would be very like star esque, but it's cute.
Agreed. I didn't exactly know where that theming was coming from, but I think honestly, it felt like they were just really trying hard to differentiate it from Pikachu as much as they could. There's only so many ways you can make a Thundershock look, you know, and that's actually something I've credited the Unite developers for time and time again. I mean, we have, what, 8 different surfs in the game? And they all feel unique and cool. So they actually crush it in some of those ways. But I think Raichu is a taller task. They're like, I don't know, give it stars. It'll be fine. It's very fun. I do think its little eyes glow with stars when it's happy is like something that happens. So maybe, especially in the anime, so maybe that's where they're pulling from. I'm not too sure. But you do get to fly around on your tail like a surfboard, which was all I really wanted, and that already succeeded. So I'm kind of down for that. But Bridget, first impressions of just seeing the Pokemon or even hearing me rant about it.
I was able to play a little bit earlier. I wasn't able to play Raichu, but it was in some of my games, and I just honestly really want to play it, but I'm trying to hold out for it to be free, so yeah, it seems really fun, and it seemed strong, but I believe I was playing, like, Volt Tackle Pikachu against it, and it is still pretty frail, like it's an attacker. So I wasn't having too much trouble with it, but I'm a veteran, so maybe it could not be a Mon issue, maybe a player issue.
No.
Yeah.
No, it is a really good time. So yeah, did you ever expect a Pokemon like Alolan Raichu to make it into a Unite game?
I wouldn't have necessarily have expected it considering the Pikachu of it all, but I got to thinking about it more and I was like, well, Unite's never really like shied away from that considering how many different Eevees you can have to start off the game, right? I was like, okay, like that's fine. And I feel like Alolan Raichu seems like it could be a good Unite Pokemon. So I haven't played it yet, but I did make sure that I could go watch the little trailer going into it. And it looks fun. Like, I like the different, like, elements of, like, you can throw out the little like, thundershocks, and then, like, the rest of the moves, like, depending, like, with the psychic, you can change how that goes based off of that, which I think is really, really cool. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I like how the kit plays.
It is cool. It's pretty unique. I know we already talked about how there's, like, already a psychic-type auto-attacker, but it does feel kind of unique in its own variety, which is pretty fun. Yeah, it's passive of doing this. Okay, I will say this. We just saw in the little trailer that its passive is that it can attack while moving, which we already talked about. But every time it does a boosted attack, it does like this little dash in a way. Now, I will say, I think that has gotten me into more trouble than it has helped.
Oh, yeah.
In way more moments. I am like, oh crap. And then I jump right in the way, and it's very unfortunate. I have tried this moveset a little bit. It is substantially worse than the other one, unfortunately, but it sure is a lot of fun.
Electro Ball is worse.
So Electro Ball, you just chuck down these little mines. It's very fun, but you can detonate them with Thunderbolt or with Psychic. So with the secondary move, you can hit the little mines and explode them kind of on your own timing. You don't have to wait for someone to try to walk into them. And they're not like invisible like other kind of mine effects are in some mobiles and stuff. So it is, or like fake Aos energy like Sableye does or anything like that. So cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I just want to make sure you guys all see its epic Unite move, because I truly do think that was like one of the best animations. I think it was actually crazy. Thunderstorm power to kill all this beast is fun. That is true. I feel like your choice in second move is a lot more. We'll talk more about that when we get into the report card. But we'll get to that in a moment. But yeah, its little star Unite move I think is awesome. Thunderstorm Aerial. Now, I have beef with this name as a Unite move.
Ooh.
Pikachu's Unite move name is just Thunderstorm. Why?
This is awkward.
Why?
Yeah, Sierra's feeling my pain right now. Why on earth are we reprising the Thunderstorm name in this mix? That is crazy, but... Oh my gosh, yeah. You can already see, by the way, even just watching this like player play in this like trailer moment, how fun the Pokemon is. Like, you can just stay right at the outside of the battlefield. It feels like you can't really go wrong with item set for this Pokemon either, which is kind of cool. Like, it works really well with Drive Lens, the brand new item that was added to the game. Drive Lens and Excelebracer were not in the tournament you were commentating, right, Sierra?
I don't believe so.
No, they weren't there yet. They're like the week after they hit the game. That's right. Okay. But either way, yeah, it is, it's a really cool Pokemon. You could stack on it if you want. You don't have to. You could put double auto attacking items on, like Rapid and Muscle, even though they're attack stat based items. The attack speed is genuinely worth it when you're playing a Pokemon like Alolan Raichu, and you get Mathcord posted about this. We're not sure if it's a bug or intended, but the way Psychic works, it like deals 3 ticks of damage in a rapid burst. But because it acts as an auto, it triggers Muscle Band 3 times, which is insane with how that operates, because it does like percent of max HP damage. Muscle Band's a really good option for like ripping down big HP targets. So it's like, should this be happening? I don't know. But anyway, that's the Pokemon. Let's do the report card, shall we?
Yeah.
It's time. Okay, here we go. Click this, and then I need to click this. Okay, so... We do this for every release, or at least we've done for every release this year, Sierra. Every time a new Pokemon gets added to the game, we give them a report card, and at the end of the year, we're going to give Pokemon Unite a GPA based on these report cards. So, the first thing we are going to rate Alolan Raichu on is fun. Now, I understand I'm the only person who's played this Pokemon, so I'm going to be giving the lion's share of some of the things. However, I feel like there's a few of these categories that we can all kind of throw our 2 cents in on. But in terms of fun, the vibes you two have gotten from watching the Pokemon play, where do you think it rates? And remember, Sarah, this is a school-based rating, so it's like A-plus is as high as you can go. No S ranking here.
All right. I think from watching the trailer and seeing the movement with the auto, I would probably have to say B-plus in terms of fun. I don't think the actual like bigger moves themselves look as fun, but I think the autos, how that works, and the Unite move all look pretty fun.
Wow, B. All right. Okay, fair enough. Bridget, how about you?
Am I over, like undershooting it?
Personally, you're under for me. I'm going to go higher on my vote, but I'm curious what you think, Bridget. Vibes are important too. Listen, I mean, you put new Pokemon in a game to get more people to play the game. So, like, impressions from outside is a very important rating.
Perceived fun also counts.
Yeah, exactly.
But also, from my POV, I'm, like, excited to try this one out. Mm-hmm, so, for me, and, like, what I've heard from other people watching its playstyle, I also, like, am obsessed with playing Pikachu. I'm, like, almost a gold badge Pikachu. I'm getting really close. So idea of another, like, thunder attack rat, I'm like, well, I'm so excited. I love that personally. Yeah. And I love the Pika clones in general. So
that's fair.
Anyway, all that to say, I think it's going to be fun. So I want to give it an A.
Okay. Yeah. I think I'm comfortable sitting. I'm sorry, Sarah. I think we're going to keep it at an A. I think group consensus has been pretty high on this Pokemon in terms of community and playing it. It might be a little too broken, but it is so fun. And to be fair, only one of the movesets is broken. And in the past, it's been tough. So I think we'll keep this one at an A. Personally, it just fits that bill a little too well. So an A, not an A plus, you know. We have one detractor at B. So it is going to be hanging out down there. But that's all right. Okay, balance level. So a reminder, the way we have done this is an A plus, we think that this Pokemon has been like perfectly balanced. You know, it came into the game, it's good, but it's not too good, it's somewhere in the middle. Bridget, let's start with you because you've played against it. So give me your opinions on playing against it.
I've played against it in veteran lobbies, I would like to asterisk. Okay, okay. I don't think it's like OP by any means. I just feel like it being as squishy as it is, when you get on top of it or are able to CC it, it's not long for this world. So obviously a Mon can be broken and not have a lot of HP, but I wasn't like having like war flashbacks to Zacian when I was playing against it. So that's a pretty good sign for me. So but I also fear, like, sometimes I feel like we haven't unlocked its potential necessarily, when we do these things. So I feel like I would safely rate it like a B.
Okay. Yeah. For what it's worth, I was also going to go with a B. Sierra, just since you haven't had the chance to play against this one, but it is,
for what it's worth, I was also going to go with,
that's deal, right. You were. Yeah. Hell yeah. It's worth a lot. Yeah. In terms of balance level, I do feel like the stored power build is just doing a little too much damage at too far of a range. Like, it doesn't feel like you can get away from a Alolan Raichu, which I feel like is the problem, especially with how sticky its auto attacks make it, with they slow you so much. That being said, Assassins are broken right now. Like, every speedster is so good in the game that it actually makes it pretty tough for Alolan Raichu sometimes. And it's like, well, even if it's walking away with like 15 knockouts in the match, it's still tough at Ray Fight because you got to walk up and then an Absol or a Talonflame just eradicates you all of a sudden. Rat. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to put this one at B in total. I think it's fine. It's probably a little too strong in one of its build, but I don't think it's absurd levels of too strong. So I think B is a fine place to put it. This one we can all get in on, the flavor / theme. How well do we think that Pokemon Unite nailed the theming around Alolan Raichu, electric and psychic type? Sierra, we'll start with you.
So in terms of the electric psychic type, I think it's just kind of boring. It's like, ooh, here's a thunder. Ooh, here's a psychic. As much as like the stars thing, it doesn't, like, I don't see Alolan Raichu and think stars. I do think that going with that theme is very cute, if that's the direction they want to go in. So I like the stored power. I like how those little stars show up. I like the Unite move and how all of that goes. So I think that they definitely fixed what could have been a very bland Pokemon very quickly with that. So I would go like B plus or an A on that. Like, I do think it turned out very cute.
Got you. Wow. Okay, I like that. So you're giving it points for them redeeming a boring theme. That's kind of cool. Yeah. I like that. Okay. How about you, Bridget?
I feel so conflicted because I love that he's surfing on his little tail. Like, very cute. Like, everything Sierra was saying, I think it's so cute in the game. But I'm conflicted about the stars. Like, I don't mind it because, like, everything Sierra said, it's, like, giving it something when it could have been, like, giving us nothing. But I feel like it feels like they're just putting different shapes on the ground for Unite moves at this point. After a little bit.
Oh, yeah, we have a triangle with Galarian Rapidash. That's true.
Yeah, I'm like, are we just like picking a shape and like kind of like the year going of shapes. With it?
It's the year
of
shapes.
I don't know. It just doesn't feel like. I feel like we could have done better by Alolan Raichu, but I'm not exactly sure, like, what, you know? I'm not a dev, so, man. C+ feels harsh.
Whoa.
So I was thinking, like, B-. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Dang. Okay, we hate stars in this House of Pain.
Hating.
Just not with the
movement. Commercial.
Okay. It is.
Nah, it is so funny because I think that sentiment is true. It's like, I feel like it could have been better, but I don't know what they would have done. I tend to agree with a couple of parts. I personally love the stars. I lean pretty heavy into it. I think it looks cool. It's fun. Maybe it doesn't fit the Pokemon very well, but what Pokemon gets big star animations, you know? What Pokemon could we make work with that? I think Alolan Raichu's fine for that slot. I personally am a fan, so I'm going to argue you up to just a standard B. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm
all right. Yeah, okay. We'll put it a B. I would probably be somewhere around where Sierra's the. I would probably end up being like somewhere like an A. But I think your points are correct, and it's Chad is correct. Thunderstorm Aerial is truly a terrible Unite move name. So
that's true. That's
a
bummer.
Majority of the Unite move names, it's like you can cut them in half and simplify them so much. Why are we just adding more syllables? Think of the casters.
Yeah. That's true.
Of the caster.
It is. That is so funny you say that because, like, Spraggles and Doosnacks were kind of our headliners. I swear I've never heard them say Unite Move.
I do not think.
It is every Pokemon. Pokemon, like, blank Unite Move. Oh, Charizard Unite Move. Leafeon Unite Move. It's very funny. There is a couple choice ones that Doosnacks, like, likes, and he'll say those. But there are. I think Emerald Two Step shows up from Doosnacks quite a bit.
Yeah.
But,
that's a banger.
Yeah, there are not. Yeah, there's some good ones. Come on, Sierra. There's some bad ones for sure, but there's some good ones too. There's some
Hyperspace Fury, that one's a good one.
Yeah. Not even its Unite move name, just a move it gets while it's uniting.
Yeah.
It's
good. Yeah.
And then what's the we got a Beatles reference in Flowery Fields Forever with Comfey, which is kind of cool.
That is pretty cool.
Okay, solo queue viability. I genuinely think this Pokemon is like one of the better solo queue Pokemon. It's good in lane, it's good in jungle. It's got like great last hit secure in the early game. You can genuinely solo carry a game. You need to play careful. And like you can just get knocked out if you don't have like peel and stuff, which makes it kind of risky. But in terms of solo queue, I'm willing to put this around like an A minus. I think it's great. I think what would make it an A plus in terms of solo queue is if it was just a little bulkier, but I don't want it to be bulkier. I'm just saying that would bring it even higher into its solo queue stats, but personally, I think it's like an A- solo queue Pokemon. Any detractors?
No, that feels correct.
Cool.
It's not something you get completely screwed over by if someone on your team locks something bad. So.
Exactly. Yeah, and you're an attacker. It's like, great, I have an all-rounder on my team, like three all-rounders, whatever. They'll run in, I'll just do my thing back here. You know, you got a little bit of room to work with, that's fine. So we'll give it an A- of solo queue viability. Comp viability gets interesting.
Ooh.
Now, like we just said, this Pokemon does have pretty key weaknesses, I think, and this metagame kind of exposes them. So right now, in the state it is, I think if this got, like if we played Underdunk tonight and we allowed this Pokemon in, I think it would get banned quite a bit. I think it's very good still, but I do think, like, listen, Mewtwo Y is still a viable option, but is it, like, the best option? Maybe. Actually, it's really good.
I would say it's gonna. What it will come down to is how does it measure against Mewtwo Y and Inteleon?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does that matchup look like?
Yeah.
And at this point, I'm not super sure.
Bodied by Inteleon, personally.
Yeah, like, that would be the fear. Mm-hmm. You said it's not very mobile, right?
It like is and it isn't. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have the chance to do a fast dash, but it also can stay at a healthy range from most things if it sees them. You know, if you're playing with vision, you're doing fine. If your teammates aren't getting vision for you, it's a little tougher. But and you just put mines in Tallgrass, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I'm like leaning towards like just in how its kit works. Its Unite move is not anything close to Mewtwo-wise. Like that is Mewtwo-wise. I mean, you tell any MOBA player of any game what Mewtwo-wise alt does, and you receive some looks. So I think that's a bit of a detractor. I personally would put this Pokemon at like B+. I think it's a good option. It honestly feels like something like an Alolan Ninetales or a Pikachu right now. Maybe that's a little too bad. I don't know. That's what I'm kind of feeling. Okay. Let's put a B+ for now. We could be wrong about that. Who knows?
But we're definitely right about everything else.
Exactly. Okay. Sierra, this is a big one. So this category, we kind of go away from the traditional school ranking and we give Alolan Raichu a hundo burger level. And that is how many hundo burgers out of 5 do we rate this Pokemon? That scale just kind of means whatever it means in your heart. In your opinion,
I don't know how you see my camera. I just sat here with just like my mouth open, just like trying to process.
Yeah, shades of the Daredevil joke from the start of the show. All right, Sierra, how many hundo burgers out of 5 do you rate Alolan Raichu?
Can I do half numbers or do I have
Please don't. It would be really hard for me to figure that out in this photo editor right now.
All or nothing.
I'll say 4 because I don't want to give it a 3.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I like that. Okay, so it was a 3.5, but 4. Okay, I like it. Yeah. All right, Bridget, how about you?
I would be aligned with 4.
Okay.
Honestly.
Okay. The 4s have it. Very good. You read the Hundo Burger vibe correctly, Sierra. Well done.
Let's go.
Listen, this Pokemon on our ranking got 2 A's and 3 B's. That is a very good ranking for this Pokemon. Mm-hmm. I honestly am kind of shocked it didn't get A's otherwise. Maybe competitive viability, we could bump that to an A, but I don't know. I think 400 burgers is very, very good. I would even be tempted to jump into the 500 burger territory, but I'm a little more positive on the Mon than I think most are.
Heard anything in the space of like people being like, oh my gosh, we broke Unite or this Pokemon. No. I haven't heard those grumblings, which would have been this has to be a 5, personally.
Game's pay to win. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we've heard it around these parts. That's for sure. But yeah, Alolan Raichu, a very, very fun Pokemon. Genuinely one of the most fun releases. It comes at a weird time. I think it got a great new item that it's a fun toy to play on any Pokemon, so I'm excited about the new item changes too. We didn't talk about this too much, but either way, great new Pokemon, very, very exciting. I'm genuinely just excited to go play more games with it. I've been having a blast.
I know. I'm so jealous.
Yeah, it's zip-zapping around. It's a good time. I don't know if you've seen the evolutions in-game very much, Sierra, but like their little level marker in-game has like a design around it based on what evolution it's going to evolve into. So like the Leafeon's got like a little grass tail thing going around it and so on and so forth. Pikachu is the same thing. It's just got like a little like adorable ear on it, but
Make it like a star around it.
I know. Yeah. Well, they weren't leading into it hard enough, I guess.
Tragic. Let's take some marks off that design theme.
It's true. The one thing that Alolan Raichu has going for it as well is it has a banger release holoware. The beach style is so cute.
Wait, what?
I'll try to pull it up right now.
It's actually perfect.
Yeah, it's very, very good. Alolan Raichu.
Oh wait, it's so cute.
Yeah, I bought it immediately. Yeah. It is very good. Get it up here. Okay, there we go. Yeah, so this is beach style. Oh no, get out of here, sports Skeeta. All right. This is it. Beach style Alolan Raichu. Very, very cute Pokemon. Little shorts. And then the giant flower on its tail.
I know.
So good.
A good choice. I
love that it's like a onesie that has like a little bit like off, like you could
see. Yeah, he's got it rolled down.
It's so
cute.
That, I guess it's like a swimmer.
Yeah, and like a surfing, I guess I should be getting my pronouns correctly. It is canonically a female Pokemon in games. It is the female Pikachu as well. It has like a heart instead of like a lightning at the end of its tail.
I see.
It's like somewhat similar to the Eevees, who each have like a gender marking based on their tail pattern or whatever. It's like either rounded or spiky, but yeah, it's kind of cool. But anyway, Alolan Raichu, best girl, Really good time. I like that Pokemon a lot, which has pretty been pretty clear for the last like 30 minutes of this episode. but awesome. Okay, well, I think that's going to kind of bring us to the end of our show. If you are competing in April Cup this weekend, please, best of luck. I'm excited to get the chance to commentate some great games for North America. I'm very excited to get back in the booth for NA. It's going to be fun. I have been told, bit of an update here, Luminosity will not be playing in this tournament either. A couple of the players still in Japan. So they extended that vacation for a while. And if you've been reading recent tweets, it sounds like it might be post this season. It might be kind of forever. Overlord has been talking very seriously about moving to Japan and playing in Japan next season. So who knows? We might be losing Overlord to Japan and Japan gets even stronger. Awesome. it's crazy, crazy to think about. But either way, it's been an awesome episode. Thank you so much for the two of you joining. Before we get out of here, of course, it's your chance to sell out, shout out, plug, whatever you'd like. Sierra, stage is yours. Anything you want to shout out?
Shout out y'all for bringing me on. I appreciate it. Excited to watch you cast and crush it.
Oh, you're too kind. You can find me at Zoinkscast and her at Big Bridget. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
And then shout out my cat who is gonna jump off of my lap now at this point of the interview for keeping me company for a majority of it, but apparently doesn't want to be here for the end. So be like that.
I do be like that. Okay. Also, where can people find you on the internet? Where do you make your stuff? That kind of thing.
Yeah, so Sierra Dawn X3 on Twitter, Instagram, Sierra Dawn on Twitch and YouTube.
Cool.
I keep saying that I'll make content that never actually happens, but I was actually talking about making content today. We'll see if that actually happens. You never know. And then
you make a podcast. That's content.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what we tell ourselves
all the time.
Yeah, one half of the Oko podcast for anyone who's interested in VGC. So yeah,
that's great. How about you, Bridget? Anything to shout out?
Just April Cup this weekend's gonna be hype. Ooh. And it's Japan qualifiers this weekend as well, I think, for Worlds.
Yeah, the first of three, I think. So the first of their qualifier for PJCS. I think like four more orgs have signed teams. It's crazy. It's crazy over there. So
Mame's on Axis now or something.
Unite-Holic back together again. That's gonna be crazy to see for you. Big, you know, dunk heads who are Japan fans. It's gonna be a big weekend for y'all. We're gonna make it work. Awesome. All right, you can find her at Big Bridget. You can find me at Zoinkscast, and you can find the podcast mostly at youtube.com/unitemikes. If you're over there, please let us know how many hundo burgers would you rate Alolan Raichu out of 5 or 10? We're not really sure on the scale. And no halves, definitely no half hundo burgers. All right, we'll see you all next time for after the April Cup. Bye-bye.
Bye.